ready? Right, okay. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, councillors. It's 7 o'clock. It's Thursday, the 14th of May, and this is the annual council meeting. The council are recording this meeting, and if you would like to record, please feel free to do so. Straight into the agenda. 26118, the election of mayor. Current mayor to open the meeting, that's me. Members to vote and elect a town mayor. Elected town mayor is to sign the declaration of acceptance and to take the mayor's position. So can I ask people to raise their hands if they would like to nominate somebody? Thank you. So over to Nigel, Councillor Hinderwell.
I nominate Councillor Webster as mayor.
Thank you. And
seconder.
Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you. Councillor Perlin.
I'd nominate Councillor Jenkins for the time he's been on the VXEPS this year.
Thank you. And Councillor. Can I have a seconder, please?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Councillor Weaver. I accept the nomination. Do you
accept
the nomination as well? So if we go.
That'll commence. At least we haven't got to make speeches on you.
Absolutely not, no. So if we could have a vote for Councillor Webster, which is myself.
Yes, we can.
So would you like to raise
you
your hand?
You can vote for yourself, of course,
of
even
course
you've got
can.
Some room.
Thank you. And can I have, do we go into abstain? Do we go in, or do we just have a Kirsty? Do we just have a...
It's just a vote.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. So, and Councillor Jenkins, can I have a vote for Councillor Jenkins? Okay, so I am very pleased to declare you Mayor of West Mersey Town Council.
It doesn't like it, doesn't it?
26 for 26-27, and I wish you the best of luck, and I hope you have a lovely year. Would you like to swap seats, or are you happy where you are?
Shall we stay where we are?
Please present this as well? The history behind this, it was given to me in bits, literally in bits. We spent some considerable time cleaning this up, and I'm afraid the emblem is held together with super glue. So.
Are you really going to put it on me?
I am.
Absolutely.
I feel like a horse.
Do you want to reconsider, Bob?
So I now declare Councillor Jenkins Mayor of West Mersey Town Council.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that. I'll do my best to. I don't think we'll need that. But
you never know.
Well, someone might step out of the line.
Definitely,
might
yeah.
I'll leave that down there.
Before we move on to 119, let me just thank Teresa for a lot of hard work this year.
Thank you. A lot of hard work.
And a lot of dedicated hard work as well, because we've been very detailed, haven't we, in what we've been doing. And we've taken a lot of things to pieces and rebuilt them.
We have.
And there's been a few ups and downs, hasn't there?
There has. Yes, there has. But fortunately, there's been more ups and
downs.
And I think that the council, I think it's fair to say that, I mean, I know that you've put in an awful lot of hours as well, and there are other people sitting around this table that have also done the same. And I think that, Kirsty's come on leaps and bounds this year as well, and I think this council
didn't go up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's fair to say that this council is in a much better place
than it was. There's no doubt about this. And I'm hoping, though we may rearrange the chairs,
absolutely.
I'm hoping that the team will
stay together.
Because it's been a good team this year.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that everybody will
get
behind and. We have another good year.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for all your hard work.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for your support as well. We've had long conversations.
We've had long conversations. We still have some, I don't know.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, well, we move on to 26119 now, election of the deputy mayor. So same procedure again. Who would like to propose?
I would, Councillor Webster. I would like to propose for Deputy Mayor.
Deputy Mayor, seconder, Nigel. Shall we take a vote on that then?
No,
oh no, we need. We need. Are there any other?
I'd nominate Councillor Boylan.
Councillor Boylan, seconder.
Second.
Okay, well, in that case, we need a vote, don't we?
Yeah.
So, those voting for Councillor Webster, let's raise their hands. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, and all those voting for Councillor Boyland? And you can vote for yourself.
You're allowed to do that.
Okay. You're duly elected.
This is like musical chairs, isn't it? See, we
could have changed that, couldn't we?
Right, thank you.
Okay. Could be some more phone calls. Item 120. To receive apologies for absence. Well,
I've received apologies from Councillor Parsons, who may be able to attend but maybe a bit later.
Okay. And our new Councillor?
I don't know if he's in office yet.
No, is he not yet?
Not until, is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Until the end of the month, I think.
Have they been sworn in now?
No, I think it's the end of the month, isn't it? Essex County.
It's Essex County, it takes a fortnight for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've had an initial meeting, but they're waiting.
So, record declaration of interest, 121. Members are invited to declare any relevant interest, not the same as item. Members may subsequently declare an interest at any point during the meeting.
City Councillor.
We're into the public session. 122. Anyone would like to speak?
Not here.
Peter first? Put your hand up then. Okay, we'll come to the second
question. Okay, are you sure? Well, yeah, just concern is some of you may know about some of the things that have been going on in Mersey regarding police. As you know, I run Neighbourhood Watch, and has been for probably too many years. But just the concern really about the lack of policing and what's happening locally at the moment. I could list, start off, I suppose, there was Findlay's Bench that obviously was quite emotive. Damage the skate park, toilet vandalism, fires in Rainmead Wood and on the bins there as well. Gardener's Cottage, I suppose that was the big one. I was away most of this, so you can't blame me for that. And then the recent thing was the beer bottle that thrown through a car window. It's just a concern that I know Robert Davison did speak to Michelle Sparks, I think that's pre-election, about the Mersey policing, but as you know, Andy Bryant, our special, who obviously has been doing some work in Mersey, he's now resigned due to ill health. So, in my contact with the police in the past, often it's been said, well, you've got your own PC, you've got Andy Bryant, which we don't have now. I also learned that Adam, what was Adam and Hayley, Adam, as you may well, if you know, going back some years, Adam was our PCSO in Mersey when we had a police station and had been on the island for 25 years. He was moved by Inspector Sparks and also with Hayley and moved to a different area. So we now have nobody with local Mersey knowledge policing Mersey. We now have Sarah Harley, apparently, who is a PCSO, designated PCSO. She has been to see one or two people. About the door knocking, that's something that's been going on and still going on in the area. But it's just a plea, really, perhaps to Robert Martin, not here, and to Carl as well as city councillors, to put a bit of pressure on the Essex Police and or Colchester Police for some form of policing. My contact with Sarah Hardy, one comment was that she only works part time and she doesn't work beyond 5 o'clock. I invited her to the meeting. The town meeting, and she said, no, I can't do that. Well, some years ago, when Adam was here, he could speak to the sergeant, and then he could work later hours so that he was aware he was around in the evening. But we seem to have a group of youngsters, as you've probably seen on social media, and some of you may have seen about who simply meet at the spa at night time and then decide what to do, causing a bit of havoc on the island. And it's, you know, it's got bigger and bigger. I know, I mean, I believe somebody is in the frame, but supposedly for the fire at the gardener's cottage. But there are a number of youths that are quite well, getting well known visually as well. And what we don't want, and I've spoken to people who have perhaps expressed the idea of being vigilante, and that's something we don't want. And basically, if I suggested that on Neighbourhood Watch, I'd be kicked out. And I think none of us would agree with that. But, you know, at the least, I would ask that we have perhaps some policing in the evening to talk to these youngsters, you know, and really, if you like, feel their collar sort of thing, and to say, look, this has got to stop.
Well, thank you, Peter. It's been a bit depressing looking at the social media the last couple of weeks or so. I don't know whether we can take these points forward, can we, Caitlin, City Councillors? Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
Chair, do you mind if I respond as well? Peter, we had a conversation yesterday as well. As like yourself, I've picked up on what's been going on. Lots of people have picked up. I did make contact with Essex Police yesterday. And like yourself, I did speak to Sarah. Sorry, I put a message in yesterday and spoke to Sarah Hardy this morning.
Yeah.
And she explained that, yeah, she's on fixed shift patterns. She only works, I don't know if you're aware of this bit, she only works Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays during the day.
Yeah.
And then Saturday evening, I think it's every other week.
Yeah.
I've asked her for the contact details of the sergeant and the inspector. She also explained that I said, how many are there of you? So that people are aware. There's just herself, and she's not only responsible for South Rural, which includes all the villages, she's also responsible for Newtown, Alteith, Christchurch and Hythe. So we don't have a hope in hell, Councillor Davidson, when it comes into it. I spoke to her about the same things that you've raised, which I'd like to pick up with you afterwards. There's something that I won't repeat here,
right.
But if I could pick up with you afterwards as well. But I would suggest if I can pass on the contact details to Councillor Davidson and to Councillor Powerlin, then perhaps, and also from this council, if we could all target, because it's not good enough, we've got no policing.
No.
So if we could all do that, I think that would go a long way, rather than it coming from a one-prong approach.
Yeah.
What I would also say is obviously the importance of, there was a comment about, well, people need to log these things. I'm pretty sure if you get a bottle through your back window of your car, you've logged it.
I don't think
you're not going to log it. Yeah, I think if your property burns down, you're going to log it. You know, these are quite serious things that are happening. Mm. So if we could touch base afterwards, I'd appreciate it, Peter.
Yeah,
and I'll pass the details on to yourself.
Just the other thing is, I didn't mention, is about the drop-in sessions. As you remember, they used to have drop-in sessions.
Coffee
and
with
I
the
was
cop.
Told some while back, probably last year, that they weren't being continued because there wasn't the demand for them on Mersey. Well, I'm not quite sure what the level is, but I mean, I'll report at least some, if you like, some police, and, you know, knowing that what's going on, you know, even if they're around one or two evenings, talk to the kids at the spa. You know, that job is half done then.
Okay, it's an important subject, but
yeah,
I think
we're
going to move on, but we need to take it up, don't we?
Chair, if I may just say something quickly, just to Peter, just to say thank you for all your work with Neighbourhood Watch, and do keep yourself safe, because I know you're pretty fearless about things. But, yeah, keep yourself safe whilst you're out and about, keeping an eye on things.
I don't go out much now.
Goes out with a guard. Yeah. Okay, we'll move on. David?
Okay, thank you. Congratulations for consideration. There was a letter in the Courier about the Village Green South. I think it has caused a tremendous amount of upset on the waterfront. I had 3 phone calls the following day, literally. From the yacht club and the fishermen, they're not happy. And I can understand why. What was in there is not true. It was always a car park, long before the Village Green was even proposed. So that one doesn't run, I'm afraid, but it needs squashing. fairly firmly, because there was a lot of upset about it down there. Similarly, the fisherman's hut. Okay, it wasn't a building then, but there was a container there back in 1970, because the Urban District Council threatened to remove it. Dick Howard didn't go on his honeymoon because he wanted to be there to stop them removing it. And Harvey Benham, then editor of the Essex County Standard, sent his photographer down to witness what was happening, but it fortunately didn't happen. So again, they have rights to be there long before the Vidis Green was proposed. The other thing is the map is incorrect, I'm afraid, and it does really need correcting. And it also needs to have a caution word in to say indicative of the area added to the wording, because if you look at the Essex County Council map, it's so small scale. The line in there is about 20 metres wide when you scale it up.
Yes, and we probably ought to mention something about pre-existing conditions as well. Mm. In fact, there was a member of the public here on Monday night, was it? I forget. Yeah. Monday night, who explained all this in detail. So I think the response in the Mersey Life is probably warranted. Yeah. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Anybody else like to speak? Okay, we'll move on then. To receive County and City Council's reports. It won't be County, but City Council. David, do you want to go first?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and congratulations. Hope you enjoy your year. So, and well done for Teresa for doing your last
Thank
year.
You.
So, as you said earlier, it was a reactive one, wasn't it? So, what's happened in Colchester? Not a lot, mainly because of the elections, and of course nothing can happen, no decisions are made during elections. But we've now got 5 reform councillors in Colchester. We don't know who will take on the administration yet. It's going to be in a coalition of a mixture of parties, and negotiations are ongoing. There's 51 total, and the numbers are Conservatives are 18, Liberals and Labour are both 12, Greens are 3, and Reform are 5. So, on one independent. So, there's various combinations you could get just over the majority, but only by one. So, again, a bit like the Town Council here, what they ought to be doing is working for the betterment of the whole area. Across party if needs be. So we'll see what happens. The mayor making's on the 27th, so I'm guessing either the mayor or past mayor will be invited to that. That's the council meeting immediately following that. That's when we decide, we'll try and decide who's going to be the council leader and who's going to run the council. Thank you very much. I ought to say thank you very much for the support I got. I don't think I've ever had as many votes, but it was still very close. And what was fascinating was that normally the district local council elections turnout was probably 25-35%. In West Mersey, it was 57%. And the polling clerks had never known it as busy as that. All I can say is and I've been slightly political, but the reform message got through and an awful lot of people came out and voted that perhaps don't normally vote. And we'll wait to see. I mean, the new county councillor, Chris, seems very even-handed and he's certainly got his business experience. So we'll hope he delivers for us. There's a lot of pressure on him, as John Jowers told him. But lots of potholes, and then of course the problem is 1.6 billion turnover to the council every year, but actually 60% of that is for social care.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, but I do know that the budget they agreed in February, I think they put 46 million more into potholes or road repairs. Whether that stays, of course, the new administration may have a different view. The other thing, and I'm sure you've seen it on Facebook today, the new administration at County, even though they're not formally elected yet, they've chosen a leader, And he's written to the Secretary of State to say they are totally opposed to local government reform. So it'll be interesting to see. The advice I'm getting is that because it's an Act of Parliament, effectively, unless Parliament changes its mind, it will go ahead anyway. But it's an interesting time. And also, I think the new leader of Harlow is a Conservative. He's also said that he doesn't want it. So things are falling apart. So we'll see. If anybody needs anything done, the police issue is important. Again, the precept for the police went up this year. Mm. You know, they've got more and more money. But as you say, what we need to do is actually see people on the ground. Mm. And just stopping at the Coastal Cafe for an hour or two, twice a week, you know, just so people can see talk to them and catch up with them. And equally, as you said, Ms. Councillor Webster, if they can keep a record of actually what the incidents are, because that will carry more weight when you go and see the chief inspector. Sorry,
I'm sure chief people super. Can provide that, but yes.
Yeah, that would be useful. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you. Can't to say anything?
Nothing to add to that.
Nothing to add to that. Okay, well, in that case, we'll move on then. 124, to confirm the minutes of the council meeting on the 9th. I think they've already done this, haven't
we? We have, yeah.
And the same with 125, yeah. They were agreed on Monday, weren't they?
We agreed those. Councillor Williams wasn't at that meeting, so just too late, but yeah.
I thought you were.
I thought I was. No, you're coming late at the extraordinary meeting, it's all over with.
Oh, that one, I did.
Yeah.
They did make the effort, though.
It's all I've been done with in 4 minutes.
Yeah,
that
it
one.
Was big, yeah. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
126, to receive the town clerk's report, Kirsty.
There's not much to update at the moment. With the skate park is halfway through its repairs. They've still got a few more repairs to finish off and be coming back. We've had the quarterly park inspections, and hopefully the new play park inspection, play park equipment that's going in, that should help remedy some of the problems that we've had.
Yeah.
At the moment, we're just working on the Hagar, ready for submission for this year.
Yep, I can't see being a problem. Good, thank you. Finance, 127.
Oh!
That's a good job I wrote some notes down then, isn't it? I don't think you need to write all this down, I can give it to you afterwards.
Just had to report the seat.
I'll just quickly go through the bank balances for those that might be interested. We have several bank accounts. The Unity current account, which is now our main current account, got 20, I've rounded these figures up, 23,000 in it. We have a Unity instant access account, which is 225,000 in it, which is the 6 months precept in there. We have an account with Redwood, which has got 100,000 in it, a Hampshire Trust Bank, another 100,000. We've still got two accounts with Barclays savings accounts, one with 154,000, one with 56,000. And we still have open the Barclays current account, which has got £300 in it. And that all totals to 659,000, which sounds a tremendous amount of money, but it is a big lump sum of precept in there. And also got £137,000, which will support this year's budget. So it's not quite as large as it might seem. But a bit of a setback, firstly, with NS&I. Because having tried for 3 months or whatever it was to open an account, to put some money into an absolutely safe account, we then told on the third try that they weren't accepting anything other than residential accounts, individuals' accounts. And we asked three different people, in the end, escalated it to a senior manager and we were told we're not opening any accounts. So we know, and we'll see it on the agenda, was to open another three accounts to put that money safe. But we'll come to that a bit later on. So with the exception of the two current balances, which are quite small current account balances, all our funds are now in interest-bearing accounts. So we expect to have quite a fair sum of interest at the end of the 12 months. We'll come on later on to the further bank accounts that we're opening. Unfortunately, we don't have the normal financial services compensation scheme, which is
£120,000
now. We're not covered for that in each account, so therefore we are deliberately spreading our money around to as many accounts as we can to maximise our interest, but also to help with our liquidity and to protect our funds. So I think probably that's all for that one. Approval of list of regular payments. Everyone's got a copy of our regular payments, I think. Do you have any comments on this, Nigel? At all?
No. Okay to me.
Yes, our RFO keeps us up to date. These are our regular payments, so we don't have to sanction each and every one of these. We sanction them once. We sign a piece of paper, which needs to be done tonight, I think, by one councillor who's not a signatory to the bank accounts. And then we can add to it as the year progresses.
Yes,
so we need a non-signatory to sign a piece of paper.
I was going to say the payments that go out by direct debit.
Yeah, but yes. Routine payments.
Yeah.
Could you assign and sign and date that, please, baby?
And one.
We will take a vote on it because it's quite a serious document. We have a proposal.
Yeah.
Yes. A seconder. All in favour and accepting?
I'm quite happy to second it. Okay,
Moving on quickly to 130, to review and approve the standing orders, the council's standing orders. Oh, financial regulations. How could I forget the financial regulations? Yes, I wake up at night thinking about financial regulations. Yes, financial regulations. We have been through this, haven't we, Nigel?
Another councillor has noticed.
Yeah, well, I spotted one thing.
Just the one.
Because it might be one of yours.
I can tick it off my list.
6.7, Kirsty. Oh, it actually says here, 6.7 actually says, copy of the regular payments should be kept by the RFO and signed by two members. So we need another signature on that piece of paper. But the bit that I don't agree with is monthly to reduce the risk of duplicate payments.
Remove those words.
Yeah,
to remove those words. We don't need to do that.
Someone else has got to sign out yet, and they need the
monthly to reduce the risk of duplicate.
Does it have to be correct?
Yeah, it has to be a non-member.
A non-signatory.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, well, you're still a signatory of Barclays, aren't you?
I might still be a signatory.
It's to reduce the risk of duplicate payments.
Yeah.
Right. And take
monthly out as well.
Page two.
Top of page
two. It's an annual regulation adopted by the council at a meeting held on the 15th.
That's
the 14th of May 26th.
Councillor Hinderwell's picked up on that one. I've marked that one off my list.
Oh, we got a smart lock here, haven't we?
Are you ready?
Well, I didn't see it the first time.
No. Oh, but I didn't see it at all.
That's in conversation, that was.
So, 14th of May 2026.
So the adopted date on the front page, 15th of May 26th, it's actually the 14th of May 26th.
Yeah, and that applies to all these documents.
It does. And then, if you go to page 5, 4.8,
And must, and must.
There's a duplication of the Local Government Finance Act 1992. It states and must. Okay, so that's that one. Is that all right? And then if we go to page 6, I just want to highlight that everybody, whether everyone is happy with this. Bear in mind, we didn't accept this at the last extraordinary meeting. 5.9. Where the value is between £500 and £3,000, excluding VAT, the clerk or RFL shall try to obtain 3 estimates.
I think
it's only to highlight if everybody's happy with that, because generally we don't accept estimates.
We
accept quotes.
But this qualifies it by value. If it's more than 3,000, it states quotes are needed. If it's under 3,000, it states estimates.
It was just to highlight so that everybody's aware.
I think the last time we did discuss this, I think we were happy not to tie ourselves down to further.
Yeah, otherwise we're going to have to get quotes.
Just to highlight it.
And you can't always get quotes.
Yeah. And my final amendment
is...
This is just shows that I do read these
documents. Who could doubt it?
Page 13. Point 3, just to tidy the document up, last line, the presence of at least one member of council, it should be of the council, just to put the word of that in.
We got that, Kirsty.
With a capital C.
Can I just ask as well,
all of these documents,
if we're going to agree with amendments, can I please ask that there's a check done on the use of upper and lower case, because in some places it's capital C for councillor, capital C for council, in others it's lower case. So where it should be, if we could get that right, it'd be really great. But that applies to all of these, because I've picked it up on all of the documents.
And additionally, the header, the revised date is incorrect on all these documents. It says,
it is.
15th May. It's
15th,
it's actually the
14th.
It's
review next May
2027.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
and one year for review as well.
Yeah.
Go on, John.
Chair. As a non-finance person, what is the big picture change from last year to this year?
There's nothing substantial at all. We're just tidying up things.
Okay. Because in my sense, it worked well last
year. Yeah, and we're not changing that.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I think the only thing that's gone in is to do with the £500, isn't it?
That was always in there.
Right, okay. No, there's nothing substantial later.
Sure,
so we're just tidying a few things up.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think it's an important document. We need to propose a seconder and to vote on it. So we propose to accept it with the amendments that we've discussed.
Yes. And a check with the use of upper and lower case, just tidy it up.
Proposer?
Okay. But,
you go on, propose or second?
I don't mind. I'll propose your second thing. Thank you.
All in favour? Okay, thank you for that. A complicated document, but very important. As indeed is the next one. Standing orders. Has anyone got any comments on this document?
No, I mean, only that it hasn't had any changes.
No changes.
It's a bit of tidying up.
A little bit tidying up, but no changes. So it's reviewed the 14th of May. No, it's not.
14th of May 26th, it should be reviewed. The next review should be May
27th.
Yeah. That's the others.
You got the old one.
That's what I was given.
Yeah, but the new one was sent by Carol.
Oh, right, okay.
Because we amended it. We amended that in the return address sent by email.
It's only the front page that was changed.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's only the front page.
Right,
to
okay,
remove
so
the reference to 2025 on the front page.
Right, okay. And I don't think I picked up the actual content is spot on. However, can I bring to your attention, Chair, Standing Order 5 of our standing orders, going forward, annual meetings, there are other things that we should be doing on our annual meeting. I won't go into all of them, but one in particular is we should be reviewing our insurance policy. That should be on here. But there are a number of other things. What we have been doing is we've been reviewing the policies throughout the year, so we don't need to do that. But there are enough, for example, review the council's complaints procedure. The one.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, and there's a number of other items that, I mean, for example, review of the council's policy for dealing with the press media. That was last reviewed in October 24th. But this is something that we should be doing on, you know, on an annual basis. That one in particular, I think, would need looking at. What we also should be doing is determining the calendar of meetings for the council year, which takes us up to, which it actually states including the next annual council meeting. So, Chair, could I please ask that perhaps the town clerk could forward some dates round as well?
Yes,
so you should keep to the same Thursday and you just do the same Thursday.
Okay, but we'll just check. It's quite sensible in a way to do it when a new mayor is appointed or a mayor is appointed, because if he can't make or she can't make half of them, that's we'd have a shame around a bit. So perhaps we can draft that for next year because it's too late for this year.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, just we need to review the policies, but we can do them over the next so many months, as we have been doing before. Otherwise, there's just so many in one minute.
We can't
cope.
And because you reviewed it once doesn't mean it can't be reviewed
again.
So we can amend.
We can.
You don't have to wait another year. We can amend if
you
want to.
Are we someone to propose that we accept the standing orders?
I propose we accept those standing orders.
Second that? Toss up, isn't it, really?
Everyone in favour?
Everyone in favour? Yes. Thank you very much for that. Another important document. Next on the agenda is to review and approve a fixed asset register. Miley got a lot of assets, haven't we?
This hasn't changed considerably since last year. We haven't had any disposals as such that haven't been replaced, one replaced in the other. We had a new laptop that Carol had that and one disposed that kind of counteracted each other, and they were the only ill items that made any significant change. So on the front page, the only figure that changed was the office. It's the age of value, not the insurance value.
Chair, can I just ask, please, have we done the health and safety inspection of assets? Have we done that? Which is 16.3 of our financial regulations. Have we done that through the year?
Joanne walked around our grounds, so I'm not sure she's inspected it every week. Spade and shovel and God knows what else.
Okay, so 16.3, may I? the continued existence of tangible assets shown in the register shall be verified at least annually, possibly in conjunction with a health and safety inspection of assets.
She went around everywhere looking at all the council assets.
Sorry, Nigel. That's okay. I was just going to say it isn't really relevant for this meeting. It's something that needs to be done sometime in the year, but it's not relevant to this meeting.
Okay.
It's to, I think they're also suggested that we verify the existence of the assets on this on this list, because we've got a list, but we don't know that we've actually still got these things. Unless someone goes around and looks at them. But that's not for this meeting.
Well,
it just needs to be done in the
meeting. Disposed of anything, or we haven't chucked in the
air. Well, I don't know, but it could be lost or stolen. But I know it's not.
We're not aware of anything.
No, I know. But I think the point of that audit was when you did the health and safety inspection of the equipment, you also verified that you still had
it
at the same time.
Yeah.
But it's not, I think, this meeting.
Can I also just sort of highlight that for what I've been provided in paper format, that last updated date was the 27th of 25.
Yeah, so it must have been done since then, surely.
Yeah, it has been, sorry.
Yeah. So you need to change that date.
Yeah. Okay.
Or add a, or add the next update to find it.
Just the
explanation.
Yeah,
no,
Yeah, it's after public toilet rolls. There's a list of dates there.
I'll check on that.
I'm sure it's at Logan Place. I'm still going to the shop.
A3 as well.
Okay.
Yeah, A3 as well.
Can't follow that stuff.
You're okay with that, Kirsty?
Yeah,
just change that date.
Of course, I'll change your new date.
Yeah. Because it might get picked up as
it
happens.
Once
it's
on my phone, I'll do that.
One called Tall List that's last updated 27th of 3rd, 25. That's the one I'm referring to.
I'll make sure they've all, it's all gone through it all. So make sure the date's changed.
Yeah, okay.
You've even got the ship's hull on there now, David.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somewhere.
It is on there.
It is on there. Yeah.
I can verify the existence.
Yes, you look at it every day. Okay, are you all right, Kirsty?
Yeah, I can update all those.
Okay, we'll move on to committees now. 132.
Have we got a proposal in second?
Oh, have we done that yet? No. A proposal for the fixed asset register? Well, I think.
I'll second. That's
no problem. All in favour that we accept it for the update on the dates? Okay, thank you very much. Committees. Now, there's two here that we have to sort out, and then we'll come on to B. So, A, to consider and agree committee members and appoint chairs to finance and strategy.
Mayor, on this one, because we're not singly pressed like we are, realistically we should be choosing the chairs on the committee tonight. It does actually say that in the regs. Our own standing orders that we are following now.
Yeah.
We don't have to do it for the, what they would call the non-standing committees, which are the working groups, but the main committees, it should be done this evening.
I agree.
Does say, sorry, the terms of reference, that
yes.
Chairman of Reference to the Finance and Strategy and Planning and Highways, says the chair's appointed at this
yes.
meeting, but for the other three, it says terms
unfortunately,
of
standing orders override terms of reference because this evening is when we should be doing the terms of reference as well. So we've got time tonight. I know we've done it before because we've pressed on time, but I think we should do
it. Well, I don't think we can review all the terms of reference.
No, no, but just the chairs, so the committee's fully out with the chairs. I think it should be, it's up to you, it's really good too, but it's what it should be done really because this is the annual meeting where the committees get sorted. The main committees, not the working groups.
No, standing committees. Yeah.
Yeah, standing ones, yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, I did read this. I did read the standing orders. Yeah, it's section 4D6. The council may appoint standing committees or other committees as may be necessary and shall, after it has appointed the members of the standing committees, which we're doing now, appoint the chair of the standing committees. So we should be doing both at the same time.
Yeah, but okay. It says that, but the point is the terms of reference contradict that. So we need to do both.
That could be, like I said, with the chairs, it's a case of possibly putting that on one of the agenda items to review those within that committee. You
so
are right.
In other words, you appoint the chair at the first meeting?
the terms
as well
of
as Sophie,
sorry.
You appoint the chair for your standing committees this evening, and then you appoint the chair at your.
If the terms of reference
that's what
are
they
not
saying,
rewritten, yeah.
Well,
have another election and the another
yeah,
election as the chair at the first meeting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a bit of a conflict then, haven't we,
yeah,
between our standing orders and some of the some of the standing some of the terms of reference. So, can we have a consensus about whether we're going to follow the standing orders? Or we
well, I don't think it's quite that. We can do the first bit first. Committee of Finance and Strategy. And
well, we can do those two.
They're
26, 132.
Right,
well, just draw a breath
after.
All right, well, let's do the first ten then. To consider and agree committee members and appoint chairs for Finance and Strategy.
I'm quite happy to nominate Councillor Jenkins as Chair of the Finance and Strategy.
Okay.
It's his favourite job.
Well, after that, it becomes a thank you.
Have
you got a seconder for that?
You
are,
Nigel. Well, doesn't really, I'm not going to fight you.
Well, I won't fight you for the second one in that case. Are we all in favour? That's important. First, thank you. Now, our terms of reference there are quite clear.
Yeah, so it's
the mayor, the deputy mayor, and the chairs of the committees.
Yes.
So, as we go through this agenda, if we follow it on B.
Yeah, there is a slight problem there, because if you look at the terms of reference of the Finance Committee, it's a maximum of 5 members, and it could end up with 6, as defined by the chairs and mayor. And,
it could.
Yeah.
It could. We're not heading in that direction at the moment.
Not quite.
But not quite. I thought when we wrote it, we might have an issue at some point.
Yeah.
But anyway. So the committee members will make themselves as we move on there. But at the moment it stands as myself as the mayor and the deputy mayor, and then we come to the chairs. Okay. 2, to consider and agree the chairman of planning and highways.
Well, I will volunteer if no one's coming. Anyone want to nominate me?
I'll nominate you.
But I'm happy
to
continue.
I think you do a
brilliant
job.
No,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm happy to continue doing it.
Yeah.
Well.
That's second.
Thank you.
Can I just, Chair, sorry, just pick up on our agenda. It says planning and highways, formally planning and highways.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
And if we're going to change the name of the committee, it needs to go before council, I would have thought. If we're going to, if that's the intention. I don't know if it is, Kirsten. But...
May I explain? Carol mentioned it to me, and I said, if it's going to be changed, it needs to be decided by the full council.
Right.
And that was exactly what I said. So,
so I'm a bit confused.
That can be
what are we trying to change
that?
It to and from?
Well,
okay.
I don't think we're trying to change
it.
It's exactly
no.
the same.
It needs
yeah.
to be on the agenda, it's the same.
Yeah.
Then it should be, I think,
no,
we could be done at the meeting.
Yeah,
we're just keeping
no.
it as planning the highways for now.
Yeah.
Please explain it to us.
Carol
yeah.
was concerned that she gets a lot of inquiries about highways because people think we have control over highways because of the naming of this committee. But what I said to her when she said it to me, I said it's not my decision of what the committee's called. If it's going to be changed, it needs to be considered by full council. So it needs to come onto an agenda in the future if we want to change the terms of reference or the name of the committee. Because we can't just arbitrarily decide to call it something
different. Just out of interest, does anybody recall why it's called Planning and Highways?
John might be able to say.
No,
it has some highways responsibility in it, but it's not maintenance, obviously. It's
not
just it's planning. Highways as part of planning.
No. Okay.
Yeah, well, I think we need to consider it at another meeting. We can't arbitrarily change it.
Okay, well let's deal with the chair of it first. We've had a proposer and a seconder for Nigel as the chair. Are we all in favour of that?
Yeah.
All in favour of that? Tom, all in favour of that?
Thank you.
Okay.
Now we need members of that committee.
You never choose the members before you choose a chair, actually.
Well, yeah, well, I'm not sure we do for these two. But anyway, let's go on to the members.
You can't physically do that on the finance and strategy because of the way that in terms of
well, no, we can't do it on that one.
The highway.
Well, let's call it planning and highways for the moment because that's what we call it. Out. So we have currently four members on that. Are they all prepared to stand? I mean,
I'm still happy to be on that.
Anyone else could volunteer.
Can I sort of that?
Of course. Yeah, have to go on that one. That's Councillor Acker, Councillor Baker, Councillor Reader, Councillor Webster, and Councillor Boyd. Yep.
Okay.
I don't know whether we need to vote on this one, do we?
Well, we're all vote ourselves on anyway.
Well, yeah. Shall we take that one as read? Was happy with that?
Yeah,
we'll take Councillor Acker's vote. Yes, we are on that one. Okay. Well, now we go on to the other standing committees. So, where do we get to? It does say in standing orders that we should appoint the chair and the members at this committee. Is there any objection to doing that?
Well, I'm going to say, Chair, last year we did do it at the first meeting.
We did, but it was because the agenda was so full that we...
No, it was because the terms of reference was... That's what we did last year.
I'm fairly relaxed about what when we do it, don't really worry me particularly. I'd like to have a consensus on this one because it's fairly important.
Yeah. I think it's probably better that we leave it. Yeah.
I'd have to do it, just following the standing orders that we seem to be doing now. Terms of reference actually get set by the council, they're not standing order, they're just a reference for the committee. The standing order is what the council follows. But if the consensus is to carry on as it is,
okay.
I'm just pointing it out.
Well, maybe we should tidy it up next year, but if we have a consensus and we're fairly relaxed about it, we'll just talk about the members today.
Yeah,
and then at the first meeting of that committee, they then appoint a chair.
That would be my judgment.
Yes.
Yeah.
But of course, we can't have a finance meeting until those committees meet. And appoint a chair.
Okay.
I don't think we need.
That would be
lots of trouble.
For actually doing it all tonight.
Yes, but I don't think we need to have a finance meeting.
No.
The internal auditor will come in on the 1st of June or sometime after that.
What we did last year, Chair, is we called a meeting literally just to set your chairs, really, and I suppose deal with any business outstanding
for
those committees.
If someone is happy to do that, maybe Kirsty could call and liaise with the whoever members we agree on tonight.
Yeah, it sort of encourages the committee meetings to actually be held rather than pull them off.
Okay. Well, let's take it in order. Let's try and do the membership first. The big one, the really big committees is assets and facilities. So at the moment we have got
8 people.
Yes, a lot.
Councillor Webster, yes. Councillor Webster was chair, John Acker, David Baker. Sorry, I can't say this. Dave Boylan, Hinderwell, Jenkins. Powley and Williams, so just about the whole committee, really, the whole chair, the whole council. Who have we missed out?
No, only Sophie.
Only Sophie.
Who's not on it.
And I was
going to
say, I'm happy to go on that this year.
Chair, is it any point having an assets committee if the whole council is on it? Should we not just determine it? At full council. It just seems ludicrous that there's 9 people on a committee. And in fact, when I spoke to Essex Association and local councils last year, they were that's ridiculous.
Well,
even to have 8 people on it.
No, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
but we can't do the business of that committee at full council because we'd just get totally bogged down.
Well, we'd have to have a separate meeting to do the assets work.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
just call it the full council.
Yes. So, we're standing at the moment with everybody on it. Does anyone want to stand down from it? I'll lead the way and step down from it then.
Can I just say, I think with the asset transfers and everything, I think it's a good year for everyone to be on it.
Well, I don't disagree with that either.
Mm. Does the asset transfers come under financial strategy?
But that won't be an assets.
Yeah, it won't be.
Facilities committee.
No, but if they transfer, they will be.
Well,
they won't be transferred. I would have thought in
okay.
the next yeah. year. But I think that would be strategy.
That would be strategy. Yes,
yeah.
That would be strategy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, all right. We'll all appoint ourselves to this committee. Then. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So, Kirsty, you can call that meeting fairly soon, so we can decide on a chair for it. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Environment and Community Services, which is currently Chair John. You chair that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Councillor Baker, Councillor Hinderwell, Councillor Weaver, Councillor Webster, Councillor Williams. Are you all prepared to stand again?
Yeah, I'm prepared to stand.
Anyone else want to join it?
So that's staying the same.
So it's the same. Are we all happy with that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Personnel. Councillor Webster, Councillor Acker, Councillor Baker, Councillor Hinderwell, Councillor Jenkins and Councillor Williams.
I'd like to add my name to that if possible.
Okay. It's an important committee.
Yeah.
Yep.
How many does that make on that committee?
It's six.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
In terms of reference, six.
Yeah, in terms of reference, maximum six. The problem being that we need some members of council who are independent of the personnel committee to...
Yep. Need a subcommittee.
Who can determine any dispute that can't be... determined by the personnel committee.
Maybe if you have seven people on it, you haven't got three people that are...
The word in the trade is not tainted by
yes.
any previous...
Yes.
Yeah. I will stand down.
You sure? I'd rather stand down than you stand down, to be honest with you. Can't get out of there that easily.
With respect, I think Maxine, you ought to be on rather than the mayor.
I'm happy to stand down, and if we get any disputes, then it can fall back to someone who isn't on there. Okay. So my name comes off, Councillor Boyden goes on. Okay. Planning and Highways, we've done. Okay. Working groups, thank you for that. Working groups. To consider and agree working groups and their members. Bathing rafts. Councillor Baker, Councillor Webster, Councillor Williams. Go on, you know you love it.
Yes.
Any advance on those three?
I'd like to come off, please. Thank you.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Boylan to come on it then.
That's fine. I'm not.
Okay.
Well, is that something we want to do?
Well, we've got to find a resolution to it to see whether it's a feasible start or not.
Further to that, we did decide that we need to find out the insurance.
We did.
Yeah.
Straight away, because that would kill it.
If we can't get insurance,
we'll need to find
it. It's dead in the water.
Yeah.
Did we find it?
That's all right, too. About me being on annually, I have put in an application to the MMO,
yeah.
and they said that license would require a license, which we
sent another inquiry and takes ages to come back. You have to go through the portal,
yeah,
waiting to see whether it's the same licence or it's a different licence.
Okay, but the insurance is a critical.
Insurance is a critical.
If you cannot get insurance,
then there's no working group.
We had insurance before.
Yeah.
Well, we'll leave it to that at that for a moment. So the Council of Baker, Council of Boyle, and Council of Williams, yeah. Local plan, John.
Yeah, we've got that.
Council Acre, Council Baker, Council Hinderwell, Council Webster. I have been turning up to it as well.
You have been turning
up
to it.
I'm happy to stay on that one.
Did you have social on there as well?
Have you got any changes on the local plan?
Well, I'm going on it.
Sophie comes.
Yeah, I came
that
on it, didn't I?
Yeah, you came on that.
Yeah, I'm happy to stay.
How many have you got on there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But this is not a decision making.
No,
because everything
comes to the council.
Yeah.
It's to deal with preliminary work on the local plan.
Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of grind to it.
Yeah.
Too many. Isn't there, David?
Yeah.
So are we all happy to that?
Yeah.
Council Baker, Council Hinderwell, Council Webster, Council Jenkins. And
we caught two other members. David Cooper,
yeah, but,
and,
yeah,
and Graham.
Yeah. Okay, are we okay with all of that? Yes?
Yep.
Summer skate park event. I know you've met this week, haven't you?
Yes.
Chair, can we change the name of that? You're right with that, Sophie, if we change the name, because it kind of, when we had the discussion in the week about this.
Yeah.
It was quite exciting, wasn't it? That it could be more than just a summer skate park event. So I was going to suggest youth provision stroke events.
Mm, yeah.
Youth activities? Or
youth activities.
Youth engagement.
We used to have, group, didn't we?
Facebook thing for the youth.
It was called Youth Interest Group, wasn't it? The Facebook thing that was set up by Wendy Bixby.
Mm.
I'm quite happy to nominate you, Sophie, as well as leader of that group, because I know you've got quite an interest in that as well.
So have you got Sophie yourself?
Yeah, happy with that.
Who else were there in the week?
It was a member of the public as well. And Councillor Williams.
Are you still happy?
Yeah, I'm
happy.
Yeah. Can I go on
it?
Yeah.
David, yes?
Yeah.
In fairly close proximity to it.
And I've talked to the kids quite a bit.
Good.
So youth activities,
So summer skate park and youth activities. We have Sophie, Teresa, Maxine and David. And any members of the public.
Events,
I think it was.
Or events,
yeah,
or activities.
Yeah.
I'm happy to go on that one as well, Paul.
You happy for that one?
Excellent.
Good, thank you, Carl. Yeah, are we okay with all of that?
Yep.
Are you okay, Kirsty, with that?
So at the moment we have Councillor Weaver, member of the public, Councillor Williams, Councillor Webster, Councillor Powlin, and Councillor Baker.
Baker. We move on to 1, 3, 4 then. Representatives to consider and agree with representatives for allotments. Currently it's Councillor Baker.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Yeah, agreed.
Yep.
You are happy with that, David?
Yep.
Kalk, there's Councillor Acker, Councillor Baker, Councillor Weaver. Yeah. Does anyone go to meetings?
Well, there hasn't been one recently.
And they're online, aren't they?
Yes, we do go. Yeah, we do go.
We are okay with that.
Yeah.
Car parks?
Are you staying on that? Yeah.
Car parks. Well, it's a liaison with NEP, isn't it, really?
it's currently me, not that I've done anything, and Councillor Weaver.
I might need to take that one off your hands if you want, Bob, considering I speak to Nat most times.
You do, don't you? There's no conflict with being a city councillor, is there, because you're representing...
The city car parks are city as well.
Exactly. Exactly. So that will be Councillor Powling and Councillor Weaver. Are we all happy with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Inori, Essex Native Oyster Restoration Initiative, currently John.
Yeah, I keep in contact with them, but there's nothing much
not
happening.
Much happening.
I do keep in contact with
them. Everybody happy with that? Yeah. Health and safety.
I'm quite happy to stand.
Yeah. And of course, Kirsty, as the town clerk, is
yep.
obviously responsible for it.
Yeah, we do liaise about it.
Anyone else want to join health and safety? Anybody else want to join health and safety? It all comes to full council anyway, if there's any issues to go through. And the vice representative on behalf of the town council is currently Councillor Weaver, Sophie.
I'd like to put myself forward for that.
Yeah,
we've
there's
going
to be a lot going on here, isn't there?
And I would suggest that Councillor Hinderwell as well. We had a really good meeting with Miser. I think we need to build on the relationship.
Well, we've got a lot to discuss there, haven't we?
Are you happy to do that as well?
Yes, but
yeah.
We need to be clear that the role of the representative
is to come back. He's not decision-making.
Councillor Boyne would also like to join. I know you had some...
Yeah, that's fine.
So Councillor Weaver, Councillor Webster, Councillor Hinderwell, Councillor Boyland.
Yeah, I'm happy to stay on that.
Yeah,
happy to stay on that one.
Okay.
Passenger transport. Well, we know who goes on the bus, don't we?
Yeah.
Are you happy to stay on that one?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Play parks. Well, there we go. Councillor Baker, Councillor Webster. Parks.
Oh,
I thought you were on
it.
No,
I
didn't.
So Bob thought
he was on it.
Well, we've worked on that over the last year.
We have worked on it. I think we're all involved, aren't we?
Yeah.
Really? I'm not quite sure what this representative actually does.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Well, as far as play park, there isn't anyone to represent the council today.
No, not really.
Not
to
really
go
sure.
to.
No. It's a bit of a
do we need it?
No, I don't think we
no.
do. Is everyone happy we strike through that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're doing quite a lot of work on play parks, aren't we?
We are.
Please have made a watch. Well, Councillor Baker and Councillor Webster.
I really would like to stay on that, but I'd like to take the opportunity to thank PC Andy Bryant for all his hard work.
Yes.
Being that he's now, as Peter has mentioned, that he's now no longer a neighbourhood policing officer.
Yeah, that's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. He was quite dedicated, but there are valid reasons why he's now resigned.
Yes,
well, I'm quite happy
to. Maybe we need to think about proactive advertising for a special. I mean, the trouble is they won't be through in 3 or 4 years. It'll take a long time, but maybe we do need to start the campaign up again and hope there might be somebody out there local.
Plus, I spend most evenings all canoe and in the night time as well, keeping an eye out.
Well, you can always go shotgun for Peter at the back there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not the
wrong
term, maybe.
That's a bit of a Wild West term, isn't it?
The man walking around with a shotgun at night.
He's
seen
the red berries.
He's seen
the red berries.
Red berries?
Yeah, they travel the subway, don't they?
Yeah,
We're not quite there yet.
No, absolutely not. Okay, thank you very much for that.
Chair, I'm a bit confused that there's one item that is missing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Bradwell Consultative Committee.
Yes, where is that? Yes, where is
Bradwell? Because we number of councillors do attend that meeting.
They do.
And it's a regular meeting and it's an important meeting.
It is.
Because it assesses how successful Bradwell is on maintaining the nuclear spoil actually on site.
Yeah.
And this is being added.
added to all the time.
Yeah.
So you actually deal with the design agency and Natural England and other groups and other other councils in the Blackwater.
Mm.
So I've certainly been on it. I know that Sophie's attended in the past, as other councillors have. So I think it should be on the list.
Are we all happy to add it to the list? Because I think it exists anyway, doesn't it?
It does exist, yeah.
I think it's just been hissed off. What have we got? Councillor Acker then.
And Councillor Weaver.
Weaver, yeah.
We normally have three representatives.
Is that the official thing, a representative for the... I can't remember what it's called, John.
It's the consultative committee.
It was... the Bradwell Liaison Committee or something, wasn't it?
Really? Yeah, that's right. But yeah. It's reforming, but we know what we're talking about here. I can provide the clerk with the official title.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd just like to ask, when we're representatives to of the council to outside organisations, does the clerk inform that organisation who the representatives are now? Because otherwise I won't know who we are.
Yeah,
well, they send emails out for meetings and things, don't they? So we need to inform the clerks and things, don't
we? But I think we need to actually inform some of these organisations who the representatives are.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they won't even know there's one.
With email addresses, because they will be emailing them on.
Just ask Councillor Acker, did we not do that last year because it comes under the Environment Committee?
Not to my knowledge.
Thank you.
That's why I was just clarifying, because we had a Bradwell monitoring group, which was our group. I think John is talking about the actual Bradwell liaison group that they set up, that Bradwell...
It's part of the regular regulations affecting nuclear establishments.
Yeah.
There has to be a local liaison committee.
Bradwell Local Community Liaison Council.
Committee, that's it.
Yeah.
But then its title is Jane, because as Sophie will know, it's going through a whole process of looking at its terms of reference, which will include the...
Have they got a chair yet? I mean, is there someone...
Yes, and
or a clerk or something?
Oh, yes. Proper secretariat and a chair.
Well, if you can let Kirsty know, Kirsty can advise, then that's you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, John, your email, I didn't receive. I couldn't find that email you sent to me.
Okay.
So they... I perhaps have come off a list of theirs at some point.
Okay, thanks for that.
Okay, thank you for all of that. We're back on policy reviews. To review and agree policies and documents. First one is the Code of Conduct, which everyone's seen a copy of, which is currently on our website. We're obliged to follow this anyway, aren't we?
Sorry,
I don't
know.
Yes, sir.
But I know
Model Code of Conduct.
I don't think it's changed from the school website, does it? I think it's the same.
It's a copy of the one that City use, basically, and that's the model.
That's the one we need to follow. Do we need a proposal and seconder, please, for accepting the Code of Conduct? Councillor Hinderwell proposing seconder.
I'm seconding.
Councillor Webster,
yeah, don't mind.
All in favour?
We've got to be.
We've got to.
That's it. No choice.
Okay. Second one is our internal controls document, and this has been much changed because now with an RFO in place and with the Edge system really up and running, we've made quite a few changes to this. It is an internal control document, but it does give us the processes we need to follow.
I've looked at the one that's in my pack.
They were sent in an email.
Of course, I've looked at everything in the paper pack. So, do we know what was amended?
Yeah,
Bob Class, what was it?
Yeah, Yes, we added. We had one bullet point under there. Goods and services under that. It was a small detail.
Right.
It ties up with the financial base.
Right.
And there were a couple of misspelled bits and pieces.
I may have picked up on those then, because I'm working from the paper copy that was.
Yeah, it's been gone through. It's quite some depth.
Right. Okay.
And we're happy, aren't we, Nigel? That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Quite a detailed document. Everyone, I hope, has read it. Can we have a proposal for it?
Oh, before you propose, can I just go through what on the version that I had that was provided to me by the council?
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate there was an email that came around, but I've worked from the paperback.
Yeah.
Next review date is shown as April 26th. Review date is shown as the 10th of April 9th.
Oh,
that's changed. Okay. Can I just mention again?
It's the 15th of does it say
14th? 14th on your updated copy. Can I just say as well, if it's agreed, can there be a check on the use of upper and lowercase to make it consistent all the way through? And also the use of full stops at sentences. It was literally, some did have it, if you look at it, some paragraphs had full stops, some didn't, just to tidy it up a little bit. And also page 3, I don't know whether under 4.6 budgetary control,
mm-hmm.
The sentence started, he council meeting.
You've changed that one.
Yeah. Should be there. And, and page 5.
There's no page number.
No, I know. Can we start putting page numbers on documents as well, please? It makes it easier. Page 5. First paragraph actually contradicts the paragraph on page 4. I think it is financial versions of framework set procedures. Let's have a look. 1 minute, just 1 second. Right, so asset management, if I just read this out.
Which clause is it? Which clause number?
Asset management, clause 5. The council's asset register is to be reviewed on an annual basis by full council. No tangible, movable property greater than 500 shall be sold, leased, or otherwise disposed of without the authority of the council. That's fine. It's the next paragraph. You need the word not. It says property greater than 500 shall be sold, leased, or otherwise disposed of without the authority of the council. It should be property not greater than.
Yeah, is that still in the current one?
Oh, it's not in this one.
No.
That's because they're not up to date.
Just to show I do read the paper that's provided.
Thank you, Madeline. It wasn't one,
wasn't it? It
was, wasn't it? Okay, all right. Points taken.
Yeah.
We have a proposal to second subject to upper and lower case being checked and full stops being checked.
Yes, please.
A proposal to accept our internal control document.
Who would like to do that? I'll propose it.
Dave Boylan to second it. All in favour?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. That's that one. Risk assessment document, we've all seen this. I think I fell asleep reading this one, right?
Oh, it's not that soft today.
Kirsty, you would have been through this in great
Mr. Schloss came in, asked us to update and add in some sections on to the financial side. Was absolutely fine. He said there was a lot of information in it, but said we didn't have any section on outdoor space and governance.
And so this is what we do, is it? This is the solutions. This is what action notes.
Yes.
This is what we do. Right, okay.
Well, this is what we should do.
This is what we should do.
In the event of
is that okay?
Far away,
again,
yeah.
If we could just tidy the document up, same as before, the use of upper and lower case in the document.
Where appropriate.
Page spray, loss description, loss of RFO stroke clerk, action notes. I just want to ask a question. It does state in there, plan provided to cover all essential activities and a guide in the event of staff absence. Do we have a guide? Or is
I have
that
a guide myself, and Carol's has a short guide, but that's going to be updated because that's something that needs to be.
Right, this is specific. It mentions loss of the RFO as well, so it
will be
guide. So going forward, yeah, we'll have a guide. So I picked up on that. The things that I picked up on are, bank and banking action and notes. It says the town council bank accounts have 4 authorised signatories at present. So in the event of loss of one, banking can still be carried out. In the case of losing one signature, another is to be appointed immediately. But actually, it's your terms of reference on your finance that contradicts.
It does contradict.
That does contradict on what the terms of reference on finance are.
In what way does it contradict?
Well, because it says that another signatory will be appointed, but you may have just 4 members on your finance committee, as we did last year.
Yeah, well, we have 4. We have 4 signatories, don't we?
Yeah.
We do have 4.
So in the loss of one, well, we haven't lost any yet.
Yeah.
If and when we do, banking can still be carried out, which it can, because we only need 2 signatories.
Yeah.
In the case of losing one signatory, another is to be appointed immediately. Well, that's correct.
Although it doesn't work on the savings accounts that have only got 2 signatories. HTB, etc. Works on Unity, which, well, we have got 4, but on the savings account we haven't.
We have 2.
But anyway, that's a note.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
just
okay.
What I've picked up.
Yeah.
And then on page 5, salaries, in the action notes, salary rates are assessed periodically by the personnel committee. An accountant allocates salaries, tax and NI payments.
An external agency or
payroll company.
Payroll company.
It's not an accountant that's doing that.
I asked Paul went through all of this.
Oh.
Well,
I don't believe it is an accountant that's doing
they
that.
They may be accountants.
There are salary services.
Yes, it's a pay. It's a payroll.
Yeah.
They will have accountants working.
It's a payroll.
Payroll company. As it is, I highlighted it in the box below. Payroll company.
In fact,
to keep that consistent.
Yeah, HMRC annual return. Yeah.
Payroll
company.
In there. Just agree we do leave the documents.
Oh, never doubted it.
And then the last one is on the last page. It's in the box. Box on the left starts inappropriate behaviour and or non-compliance of the status and regulations by councillors. Just want to highlight this. The comment is councillors are to sign and understand the code of conduct. We don't currently sign anything.
No.
I would say if was this a recommendation by the auditor, Kirsty, or
it's
not
a recommendation, it's just up on
right.
The ones that I've read from other councils.
Okay.
But we
do keep a record of all councils who have been on code of conduct training and indeed any other training.
Which brings me to as well, I mean, this is councils are to sign and understand the code of conduct. It doesn't mention about the training. But we do have 2 councillors that haven't attended the code of conduct training, which I think is it mandatory or
it's
is
not
it
mandatory?
It's not mandatory,
but
it's probably
advisable. So just to highlight, we do, we have got 2, and perhaps that needs to come out then to sign.
The sign is irrelevant.
Yeah, we could delete the council to the sign and identify
because you have to follow it. Otherwise, you're not doing what you should do.
Yeah. And we can delete that first sentence.
I don't know how you make them understand, though.
Well, you follow it or you don't. It might be.
Oh, if that's in general, that's not directed at anyone, Simon.
No. Yeah. Okay, you don't read that first sentence in there.
No.
Okay. with those few amendments, do we have a proposal?
I'm happy to propose.
Seconder?
Chair.
Seconder?
I second.
To accept our...
Secondise.
Sophie.
All in favour? Strategic aims. Our last strategic aims was done in the last year, your last 10 years,
yeah,
I think,
John.
Three years ago. We really should do it more often, so we've updated it now. Has everybody read our strategic aims?
Yeah. We're already doing those, aren't we?
If it's not already on the website, it needs to go on the website.
Yeah.
Because we need our public to see what's going on here.
Great. I'll just say one or two things on it.
Mm-hmm.
Since it was drafted, I had a hand in the last one. I think this is a sharper, if I may say, version of that, because what it does stress is the importance of the neighbourhood plan going forward, and the important ways that was dealt with last time. And we had a substantial agreement by residents that it would be impacted. But I think what this document brings out is the interrelationship between the neighbourhood plan and the current local plan and the emerging local plan. Because I know some people say, well, we should have a new local plan, a new neighbourhood plan. But in a way, this ties up the relationship between all three, which I think is important. The other thing I think is that this council was dealing with so many variables at the moment,
yeah.
Mayor.
Yeah,
you know, and some of the things which are affecting us now are quite hostile in relation to the interests of our community. And with the local government reorganisation, we are going to have to sharpen our act as to make certain that West Mersey is taken account of in future work, and that's going to take quite a lot of activity by this council, because the whole stress of government is to have big units, because it's big units that can actually they want to deal with. And there is a really unique character to West Mersey and Mersey Island, which we will continue to shout for, and I believe that this document is the first in that category that it comes forward. But it also takes the point of a lot of the detailed work which is coming before us in relation to sports facilities,
yeah.
and youth involvement,
yeah.
and our importance as a coastal and
yeah.
marine centre. So I think this is, if I may say so, a step forward in terms of a strategic aim.
It doesn't mention here, John, but we should be working closer with our city and our county councillors as well.
On certain parts of it.
I think we must do more of that if the gentlemen are happy with that.
Yeah.
Acquisition of assets from our Colchester is one of them. We need to understand, is English the devolution of community empowerment bill, is it going to help or hinder parish councils, of which we're one? So we need to understand that.
If I could take that forward, I think it would be, it's very useful to have information at this meeting in terms of reports. But some of the work that is coming forward, for, say on the local plan, it would be really good to know what the planners are telling you, because we've had two separate meetings with the planners, and it would be useful for us to share all that in terms of a way forward, particularly before we get in the interperiod now before Regulation 19 comes forward. So what I would suggest, Chair, is that we have a meeting with our city councillors and our county councillors outside of this meeting.
Oh yes, I think we need to do that, but if they're happy for that. But we'll have a fairly detailed, so it doesn't ramble on, but we can hammer it down.
Yeah.
I know, sort of at the annual town meeting,
Councillor Dawson and myself, we did have a conversation about we should be working more collaboratively together.
Yeah.
You know, it seems if you guys go off and do your thing and we're doing our thing, which is counterproductive, really. If we could work together, that would be great.
Yeah.
I appreciate that you're on the local planning committee, and at times that must be difficult. But it just seems that we're all, as we both spoke at the annual town meeting, that we're all trying to achieve the same thing. Is what's best for this island, and it just makes sense that we work together.
So, Mayor, if I could update you, effectively, the city councils have had two updates from the planners, but equally all the parish councils have had that same update.
Yeah.
So, because of the last 2 months, nothing's happened. There's nothing new to report. All I would say is, obviously, I was involved in the original neighbourhood plan, Mersey. And I was on the committee, and that cross working was quite useful.
It was very useful, it really was. But outside of the local plan or emerging local plan, we had this acquiring of the assets from Colchester. The tiny plots that would tidy up the whole thing.
If I tell you that Colchester don't even know if they're able to keep the town hall, there are so many ifs and buts or maybes, and. We need clarity.
But meanwhile, we'll try to push our little. can you give us that? So perhaps we can do a little bit of work on that. Is that okay, Carl?
You know, I've been working on that for years.
I know.
You talk about these groups, because it's going to five unitaries, they're abolishing those groups. I believe that's true, isn't it, Martin? The actual. If it was going to be three unitaries, they were going to have that public group for that, but because it's going to turn to the five, they might not have them. And as you're aware, the new Reform Council is looking to try and stop the LGR altogether, but we believe it's too late for that. And that will all start from May next year when the shadow starts on that council.
Okay.
So it will be interesting times what's going on.
It's all interesting times, isn't it?
Can I just bring you to your attention, going back to the document? Sorry about this, but if there's just one correction, that if we could leave this capital G. Sorry.
Have you got that, Kirsty?
Sorry. Just to get it right.
Okay. It's a very important document. We're going to try and work quite closely to that during the next 12 months. Can we have a proposer, please?
I'm happy to propose.
A seconder? We adopt this? All in favour? Okay, thank you. And we'll put it up on the website, Kirsty, please. Thank you. Subscriptions. Can I suggest we take these on block?
Yeah,
because they're all standard, they all have been approved at some point in it.
From my point of view, the only one that I would say I wouldn't consider renewing is the National Allotment Society.
We've only just joined that.
We have, but for a renewal, I don't think we gain enough from it.
How much was the subscription for that?
Was it 70 something, right?
I think if we were managing the allotments, the payments, think we're more involved in day to day running and administration.
You can always rejoin if we feel necessary, I suppose.
We've got a total expenditure of nearly 800,000. I'm not really worried about 30 quid or something.
Every little
bit. Yeah, but if we're not using it,
If you feel that it's not.
Well, it can run until.
Okay.
So, with the exception of National Allotment, which we may not renew unless we've used it, can I propose?
Before you propose, the G, Nuclear Free Local Authorities, I believe that's disbanded, hasn't it, John?
Well, they're still taking our money.
It's only recently that it's.
So he's quite right. I'm not sure. I think the secretary has left, but I don't think the organisation. I've asked them, the county councillor or the city councillor, I think in Bradford, who chairs it. I've asked him to clarify whether the organisation still exists. This after the secretary, I haven't had an answer.
Right, okay.
Well, we'll leave it there for the moment because it may or may not be helpful. We don't know. But it has been helpful on the part. It has been, hasn't it? Yeah. Yes, it depends one or the other. Still got websites. Okay, so if we take it on block with the exception of the National Allotment Society will review it at the time.
So should we just renew for now and then review?
Yes.
Renew them all for now and review at the time? Well, we'll certainly renew the last one,
but I think the others are all fine. Can we take that on block with that exception?
You have a second.
I think I proposed it.
Yeah, okay, we'll
Carl seconded.
Carl and Carl seconded it. All in favour of?
All of them except the National Allotment
Society. Yes, which we reviewed when the time comes. We may find we've used it in the meantime, I don't know.
I think we might have just got a newsletter from them.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we've got a newsletter. Yeah.
137, John.
Yep. Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Really important one, this one.
Yeah. The agenda item says to receive an update on the current position of the emerging local plan and agree any necessary actions. Can I deal with the first part? There are really two parts to this agenda item. The first part deals with the big picture regarding the local plan, and the second part deals with what the working party has dealt with the meetings with the principal planner from Colchester. And we're asking, in relation to the latter part, that you endorse a comment or a statement which the working party has drafted. Basically, on the big picture, when we met the principal planners, indicates that they were working to some pace, to get the local plan in position. Certainly working to a local plan issue of the next stage, which is consultation on regulation. Martin probably has got better information than us, but they were looking at presenting views and a statement to the meeting in August for going forward. And then it would be put, our comments which we put on our chair on Regulation 18, all the other comments from all the other bodies, stakeholders, would be considered and then would go forward for further paper, which would then be circulated with a view to it going to the public, which is the legal examination at the end of the year. Probably at the end of the year and the beginning of next. So they are working to some pace. It's important that we see that and react to that. The second part deals with the issue of the contact that's been with us. We've had two separate meetings. One was a general meeting, where there were a collection of parish councils around the table, a team meeting. And we said that we wanted a Mersey Pacific meeting, and we got that. And that was a really success. And it was quite apparent that, unlike the last local plan, if I may say, they were in a listening mode, that they were wanting to react to what we were putting forward as a responsible parish council. And what happened then was that they said that they would like, in view of what we put forward points on many aspects, that they would like to consider an island policy in the local plan. This is the first time that's ever been mentioned as a concept, because we've always been treated like some other kind of development. So the principal planner said she would like to present a draft to us, and she presented a draft to us, which the working party, and we've got two big specialists, one on the environment, one on all the other aspects, had a big input. And what we have is, I think, really significant progress in terms of recognising what we're going to have to put forward. Because at the examination stage, the first thing that we'll shout out to an inspector about Mersey is that it's dealt with it comprehensively within an island policy. Yeah? And the advantage of, has been pointed out to me, this will have advantage going forward, because we will be dealing with a new planning authority in subsequent years. We've got an island policy. We, the principal island, there are other islands going to be within the new authority. But Mersey is singled out as a significant thing. And if we're going to deal with a mayor, you know, that would be something which the council could point to as relating to a very important kind of concept. So what we have before us is the comments which were put forward. This was circulated from the working party. A lot of the council members are members of that working party anyway. But it was again circulated by Kirsty on Tuesday. And what you have before you, and various spelling mistakes in this, I know that they have been pointed out to me tonight. But the concept is their draft, which is in black, but we've put forward from the working group what is in red in the first part, dealing with some factual issues which we've put forward, but we've also attempted to widen which certain key aspects, but we deliberately haven't sought to expand it too much because it is their draft. It is going to be quite a controversial thing going forward, because I don't know how other places within Colchester are going to react to when this is coming forward. We've got a bold approach, and we've put various things forward, for example, like the description of what islands are like. We said that they should take account of environment and all the direct and cumulative effects of all development. A new replacement house boats to be connected via pump. There are issues which are here, which we've highlighted before. So that is there for your consideration tonight. And David Cooper is at the back, and I hope probably on standing orders we could relax it if there are points which David, because David had a mate, well, had a lot to do with what is before you. The justification which is here again is following what they have put forward in terms of why we're doing this. They would have to actually deal with that, but I think it's really important that we follow and we've looked at this and put this forward in their form. And lastly, we've put forward a statement about the environment, which Graham Varley has drafted. There are important environmental issues which they've not properly addressed, and it really reflects, if it came out of the meeting with them, that they have to answer before it goes forward. Yep. And they acknowledge that they've got to deal with this. The impact of sewage and wastewater is one, but how these are dealt with are going to be quite crucial to the justification of the local plan in going forward. And what we've done, and this is just what is in green here, is words which relate to what is the current situation It's not taking forward any, but we wanted to state as an addendum what our understanding was of the legal aspect, which affects the local plan, and which incidentally also impacts upon the existing developments. So those are the two concepts. So what I'm seeking on behalf of the working group is that you examine what is put before you, which again, which was sent out. I've got one or two more copies on here if you haven't got copies with you. But in general terms, we are seeking to improve slightly what they've put forward in terms of Ireland's policy. But it's very important we say that this is put forward and that the and in Regulation 19, which is the next consulting estate, the Ireland policy is included in it. I'm sorry it's been so long me stating that, but this is really a very important issue which will affect Mersey going forward. The other thing is that we are in contact with East Mersey Parish Council, and we have said that we're in touch, and if we agree this tonight, then I'll have further discussions with the clerk and the chair. Thank you, John.
Sorry, Chair. Can I ask a question, please? Sure. What's the response from East Mersey Bank, please?
They're very interested in this. They've worked with us on caravans before, and they see this as an extension of that work going forward. So I think they will understand why what we're doing here. But I haven't shown them this because it hasn't got the authority of this council. But the answer to your question is that they want to work with
us. But they've not actually seen this.
They haven't, but they know. I've explained to them, and so is the city council. Okay. That we are talking about an island policy.
So if this is an island policy, should we also get their approval after tonight that they're happy with what's in this
I thought about
it. It's up to them.
It's up to them. We've provided them with the. Interestingly, if the city council hadn't provided them with the draft, I provided the draft to them.
Oh, they've had a copy.
The city council.
Oh, right, okay,
But not this.
Not this.
I'm keen to get this into the city council quickly. I think it will take quite a bit longer to get these Mersey to agree.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, they've just had an election, haven't they, for five councillors. Have they changed at all? They had changed.
Yeah.
So we may need to start with a new council. Oh,
one's changed.
Just one change.
Well, just changed.
So we might need to... Yeah. Again, just
sort of what yes, I agree. Teresa, what I would say to you, if it's agreed tonight, I will send them the version, and I will inform the city council what's occurred. Yeah. Anyway, so it's you.
I've read it. I don't know that I've understood all of it, but. We need to do something, don't we? Can we just discuss afterwards the little typos?
And who we're going to address it to, and so forth.
But I think we agree we need to get the approval of East Mersey Council.
I don't know whether David wants to say something.
If you give me permission, Mr. Mayor, can I just say the importance of this? It's titled Island Policy, not West Mersey.
No, Island Policy.
This is very... I want it... Hope that it'll slip under the radar a little bit with some of the city inner dwelling councillors who don't like West Mersey. They hate anything in the sticks.
Yeah.
Full stop. I'm sorry, but that's the way it works. And putting in an asylum policy with, okay, West Mersey is the largest inhabited bit of it. That's sort of slightly important, but it is there. But it literally just states this is an island policy. And that's where I hope... The city council officers came up with it, which is we were very surprised as Simon Cairns has actually sort of put it forward at the meeting. And so I think we need an island policy, and he sent Shelley back and be off to draft it up. Mm. So let's please strike with the while we've got this opportunity, get it through whatever form it goes in, as long as we get our foot under the table, that'll be great. Whether it'll get through the the city councillors at the plan meeting, I don't know. Whatever happens there, who will be on that committee, if it changes or not, I don't know. But you have on that committee, you have possibly quite a lot of city councillors who might not favour it. But again, they might not notice it too much if it goes in. It's just the island policy. Yeah.
And John, you said this goes before the city in August?
It will go. They've got a meeting in June of the local planning committee. I think it will go. It will, I asked that specifically at the meeting, and they said a report would go to the local plan committee.
Is in June.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
So we need to move on, don't we? Yeah.
And also, just to say to you, the reason that Simon Cares has put it forward as council is actually because of us city councillors pushed it, especially Martin, put a lot of work into it. So we are aware of it because we're, especially Martin's pushing for this, for the protection of the island. So we are very aware of it. And that's why the officers, actually surprising to us, did take it on board.
So I think our job this evening is to...
Sorry, Martin. Can I just very briefly say, although I've been pushing this since February last year, and I actually sent a draft about August time last year, what has changed, and it's really important that you understand this, is that in all the various changes to the planning law that the government keeps moving the goalposts with, one of them dropped in the phrase that councils should have a marine policy. And it's that little phrase which has kicked this into touch. Now, so when you're thinking about island policy, you need to understand it goes through the prism of a marine policy. So everything you say needs to relate to marine. The other thing is the one thing I put in the original draft that hasn't been included was that the island policy should set a maximum percentage of the island that should be developed. And I suggested somewhere around 20%. Now I can understand why they didn't want to do that. That might be something you would want to push in the future. The other thing, just very quickly, the person that I found most amenable when I presented these kind of issues is Simon Cairns, who was actually joint head of head of planning, but he has just announced he is actually retiring.
Yeah,
he's going to
retire.
Okay. Have you seen this draft? Have the city councillor seen it? I mean, I know obviously Carl has.
Carl has seen it. No.
Well, I think we ought to do that, don't you, John?
Well, you did forgive me early. You did say we ought to be working closely.
Yeah, I do. Well, I think we should be working.
It's too much to sit here and read now.
Oh, yes. What I'm considering is that I'm looking at the timetable for the local plan committee. If we could do that very quickly, say in the next week,
we send the copy tonight, can't we?
So. Yeah, we can give it. But we get the comments back within the next week. Would that be possible?
I don't think there's that much urgency from the officer's point of view. Because you've still got at least a month before the next meeting. So they'll meet 10 days to assess it. And
if you take 10 days back from the date of the next meeting, that's when they'll be writing the reports for the meeting.
Okay. We got a different feel when we met them. I don't know what David would say about that.
I'm concerned that while the iron is very hot, that we strike, especially if Simon Cairns is... I don't know when he's set his date to go.
I don't know.
It's
pretty soon.
Yeah, well, that's what worries me. That's why I'd like to get it in before he goes, to get his rubber stamp on, even if you don't necessarily agree with everything that's in there, because you've got a chance to do that later.
My understanding is, I thought about you three as important contributors, most important, is... If put it in now, I'm sure that that there will be further contact on our draft, and then we can bring you in, or there can be on the substantive thing. Yep.
Your choice, absolutely.
Could I just add one thing? Is we don't know yet exactly where it's going to fit in to the local plan. I've called it LC4, which is the next policy down after the LC1, 2, and 3, which are already dealing with a lot of us. They haven't said where they're going to put this policy yet within the whole local plan, which is another thing that they've got. That's for them to decide, not us. We've just taken the policy and followed their format, and it hasn't altered very much from what they sent us. So we're just trying to hustle them along a bit to say we think it should go in LC4, because that where there's the gap in there, and hopefully, as I say, not too many city councils will pick it up.
Yeah. Okay, well let's send Carlos in. Let's send it to these two gentlemen. For any obvious comment you may say, we need to link it to the marine policy, which I've never heard of before.
It's in there, yeah.
It's in there.
But we need to get it in. But let's get this council to agree this in principle.
Principle, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
So I guess you're going to propose it, John?
Yep, I'll propose it.
Have you got a seconder for it?
I'll do that.
Yeah. Are we all in favour of it? Important document.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the understanding, Chair, is that when we get the comments back, could there be delegated authority for that to be put forward?
Well, provided there's nothing substantive in it that says, you know, that we're not going to agree to it. And East Mersey needs to agree to it as well, because it probably needs two signatures on
it.
We don't need to involve them.
Don't.
Okay.
They
need to see a copy now.
Oh, yeah, that's fair
enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, they're going to provide you with a copy now. Thank you for that.
Are we okay with that?
We're fine.
You okay with that?
Okay.
Yes. We'll just move on quickly then to review and agree the following accounts.
Yeah, you did say to agree, so do we need to vote on that?
We did agree, didn't we?
We voted. Sorry, I fell asleep. Yeah. Apologies.
Sorry, Sam.
Yeah. We were all in favour of that. Okay, so 138, two quick items, I think. To review and agree the following accounts. Hinckley and Rugby Building Society, Saffron Water Building Society, Internet Access Account, and Saffron Water One-Year Community Account. This is because we haven't been able to open the NSI account, which we were going to put 200,000 in. So we will put 200,000 in to these accounts if we agree to open them, and probably we'll use the Saffron Building Society One-Year Community Bond at 3.7%. Probably to put prepaid burials in it, because we won't be needing that money, and we'll just keep it as a bond. And the rest of it, all the rest of it, will be accessible on either 35 days or 95 days. So we've got access to liquidity as well, should we need it.
Just want to state that these are the recommendation of the RFO, these accounts.
It was Paula's recommendations.
Yeah.
And we're working on her recommendations here.
We will have to decide signatories on it as well. It has to be decided or approved by the council.
Okay.
The actual signatories on the agreement.
Do we need to do that now?
Well, I don't know. It all depends. Before you open the accounts, you need to know who the signatories are.
Okay.
Because they need to fill in the forms.
Well, they need to be. The signatories need to be on the. We can't actually do that until the chairs are appointed, can we?
No.
Well, not.
Not really.
Really, but unless you want to, because you have got three people on it already.
Well, okay, that's true. Which would kick it off, wouldn't we?
I'm just stating that before you open the account, you need to know who the signatories are.
Okay.
The signatories,
well, they have to be on the Finance Committee.
They have to be on the Finance Committee.
So
we have three
members already on it,
yeah.
Don't we? So I'm happy to propose that we go with these accounts, we go with the three signatories that we have, and we can add a fourth one when we have it.
Chair, can I just ask, with regards to the bond, you mentioned about the prepaid burial funds as well, there's also other money perhaps that could go into that. The
for the tennis courts, but we're not going to touch it.
No, that's also true. It's a very small sum of money, but yes. Okay.
But anything really.
Okay.
Anything that needs to be ring fenced.
Ring fenced could go in there.
Okay, all right. Okay. And other long term ring fenced.
Okay. Every little counts.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, it will all accrue interest, but it may not be accrued at 3 points.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So again, I propose that we go with these three accounts, that we use the one-year bond for the prepaid burial fund and any other long-term ring-fenced items like the tennis courts, for instance. And while I'm proposing it, do we have a second for that?
Thank you.
Are we all in favour to open these accounts? Thank you very much. I think we can finish by nine at this rate. So the last item on the agenda is to agree for the town clerk to attend an SLCC Essex Branch AGM and training day on the 17th of June at a cost of £27.
Oh, right. It's a lot of money. I'm happy to propose this. I know because we're tight on time. So.
Okay. All in favour? I think that winds up this meeting. Thank you very much.
Sorry, I was just conscious of the time.
Yeah, I know. I'm going by our two city councillors have to stay for a couple of minutes.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming along this evening. This is where we talk.
Yeah.
Well,
see you later.
Sure.